about you. I knew you, but I never thought of you in connection with the troops based at Heinemisse. Yeah. But it was through our son at Felixstowe who went to Shockley Museum to find out as much as he could to pass on to Don, you see. Yes. And he said there's the address of this lady, Mrs. Umflett.
That was an old, it was a Methodist preacher, and it was him that started it all. I can't remember really how it all started off, how they came to ask me questions, to be quite honest. But it was a Methodist priest. He comes to see, him and his wife come to see me now and again. Reg Ward, his name is. He lives at Margate. Mm. And he used to do with the Ganges.
Was he?
And this is where it's all started through.
It rings a bell, Ward. I've seen the name pop up somewhere.
Yeah, he did a lot of research for the Ganges. Then they set up this museum.
Yes.
And then when I gone through it all, they asked me to go there to the opening night. I don't know what it was.
Oh, you've been there?
No, I didn't go because I'd been on my own and I wouldn't have wanted to go on there by myself.
So you supplied them with quite a lot of information, did you?
Yeah, well, it was all of interest to them.
Did you write it down or did they just...
No, they did it.
They interviewed you and wrote it down?
He came and seen me. It was this... Reg Ward came to me several times.
Yeah, did he really?
Yeah. I still keep in contact with them anyway.
Do you really?
With Reg Ward and his wife, not with the other, of course, obviously. Well, it was quite an interesting thing, I must say that. But you don't realise what you don't think so much, do you really?
Not at the time.
No. Mm-hmm.
So, have you lived in Heinem all your life?
No, we came here in 1940.
So you came here at the same time that the HMS Ganges came here?
Yes, yeah.
And what do you remember about HMS Ganges?
I tell you what, I felt sorry. We all felt so sorry for them the first winter they were here. It was the worst winter I can ever remember. They were underwater, they were living in canvas, tents. It was dreadful. We all felt so sorry for them. But they were a brilliant lot, I must say that.
But they didn't stay here right through
Not very long. They weren't here very long altogether. I forget how long it actually was. Because, like the Americans, they were, first of all, they weren't here very long. We didn't want them anyway. I didn't care for them very much. I know I had a bad name. Well, it was all the gurus used to come out from Gloucester and that sort of thing.
Did they?
But it was terrible.
Was it?
But yeah, we never had nothing of that with the Ganges, obviously. Well, a different sort of people, aren't they? But that's when it all started, and Donna McLean told them if they wanted to use the church, they could use the church any time they wished to for services and all that sort of thing. But they were a very good lot. There were no two ways. But the weather, it was so appalling. And they were all living under canvas.
Must have been miserable.
Oh, it was dreadful.
But didn't they go back and then come back again the next spring?
Yes, something like that. Something like that. And they used to walk into Gloucester quite regular to go to services at the cathedral and that sort of thing.
Yes.
And of course, a lot of Commander Elwood, I think his name was, who was over them then, he was billeted into, well, he wasn't billeted, but I suppose it was billeted into Island Court. He stayed in Island Court. The squire asked him to go there, and that's where he stayed.
Well, Barbara Taylor said one of them stayed at the Dog Inn.
That's right, yeah.
Who was that who stayed at the Dog
Inn? I can't remember.
Would he be one of the officers?
One of the officers, yes, I should imagine.
And there were some WAFs as well, weren't there?
Yes, only a few. Weren't many of those. There was a few of them.
Where did the WAFs live then?
Well, I presume they lived under canvas. Yeah. I don't know, because we'd already got quite a few children who were evacuated here from London and Birmingham, so, and Heinem wasn't very big in those days.
No.
We never had many, 80 houses, I think it was, on the estate, that was the most.
Did you ever actually go on the camp, ever?
Well, if we went to... We had to have a ticket,
pass
to go through to come up to church. because we lived in, we came here in 1940, and it was only just a few weeks after that when the Ganges came in. And by then, the cottage that we were going to live in, we was waiting because it had a thatched roof, and they had the roof removed and put this shingle thing on. And they did a wonderful job because the house caught fire and they were the first on the scene. They did a wonderful job in just a few, the water was caught in what we called a fish pond. It was across the driveway.
The thatch caught fire on your cottage?
Yeah, the thatch they'd taken off, but then we had a shingle roof put on and they're supposed to be inflammable and it burnt from end to end.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Was it one cottage or two cottages?
Two. Ours was the biggest one, and there was a smaller one on the end.
Had you lived in it previous to that, or were you just?
No, we waited until the thatch, until the roof was down,
I see.
We hadn't been in there. Well, we came in May, and this happened on the, I think it was about the 4th of September, so it was no time. And they reckon there was some straw or something or other was left in the roof. It was over the weekend, and it was in the summertime, and. Mum used to do, like we do today, they think they do clever by cooking on these barbecues, but we used to do a barbecue in a different way years ago. We used to do the cooking outside on a Sunday, and in the week I mean, but on a Sunday she used to put the fire on, and they reckon there was some something ignited during the time we had the house, and if we'd been in there, we'd never got out.
Which house? Is the house hit?
It's gone, it's all
gone. It's gone now?
Yeah. It was the finest Victorian cottage in Gloucestershire.
Oh.
It was a beautiful place.
Was it really?
It was really beautiful.
So it was never rebuilt then?
No, the squire never had it done.
It was completely destroyed?
Yeah. Oh. Well, he could have repaired it, but I don't think that he had the money, actually.
And they both belonged to the squire?
Yeah.
Which one was that?
Mark. Mark Gambit Parry.
Mark?
Yeah.
Is that the son of Gambier?
Yes, yeah.
That's the son of Gambier Parry.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So who was Hubert Parry then?
Well, he'd be a nephew to what the squire was.
Would he?
Yeah, he'd have been in. I would think so. Do you know, when you go back in history, you sort of forget, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I think he was. I'm not sure. I never knew him because, I mean, he died in 1918 or something like that, didn't he, Hubert Parry?
Do you remember any of the names of the sailors who were there?
No, I had one used to come and see. Well, I used to have a lot of them. I used to come and visit because I was doing the church by the time we had different things on in the church, and they used to come and find me out. And all sorts of things like that. But there was two or three used to come right from the north of England down there just to see the old campsite again, really and truly. That was what it was all for.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, they came back to visit after they left.
Oh yes, this is going back. Even when Mike was here, you know, the vicar we had, rector.
Yeah, Mike Clark.
Even to then, they used to come back and visit.
Did they?
And probably they've all passed on now because they'd be my age. See, you don't think people getting older, do you?
Were you living with your parents, were you then?
No, well, when I was doing it, because we got married in 1943, so, and then we came back, because George was bred and born in Hynum, and he was 14 years older than me, but he was bred and born, so he knew all Hynum right through from beginning of A1, I should imagine.
Did he work on the Hynum estate, did he, or what did he do?
Yeah, he did for quite a while, and then he joined the... Fire Service, and he was through the Fire Service all through the war years.
But this fire, was anybody rescued or was everybody
out? No, we were all out. There was this elderly couple, it was a very elderly couple lived next door, but her husband was up at the court, because I forget what his job was, but he used to take the horse and trap to town to do all the shopping, or clean the shoes and all that sort of thing, and get all the greens, the vegetables and fruit in for the house. I forget what they used to call them now. But anyway, the old lady was there by herself, and my sister and I, we were at work, and Mum wasn't there, and nearly killed my mum when she heard all about it, because it was such a terrible shock. And we didn't know, not until we got home, that what had happened. And it was all, well, it was groups of people down there, and that was it. But the Navy, they did rescue, threw out as much furniture as they possibly could.
They
did a wonderful job, and it was all with buckets, loads of them. They'd seen the sparks coming from, there was two sailors were on duty, halfway down the park, there was what we used to call the Green Gate. And it was at the end of the park till you got onto the next drive, and they were on duty there, and they saw these sparks flying out of the chimney.
So where did they get the water from then?
Well, there was a pool, they called a fish pool. It was quite a little way, and they did it all by buckets, rounded it up by buckets.
They got themselves organised.
Oh yes, they did a wonderful job. Mm. They really did. If it hadn't been for them, nothing would have been saved.
But who do you think actually started the fire accidentally?
The fire on on the Sunday for doing roast meals, you know, Sunday meals in other words, what you could get. And apparently there was a spark that had ignited inside, well, I don't know how it actually happened, but it was ignited the beam. And that's what set it all on fire. And it'd been going for days.
Because the house was empty. There was nobody living there.
We were living there.
Had you already moved in?
We were living in there.
It's a shock, wasn't it?
Oh, it was terrible. It was really dreadful. We can't... even now, I can still think of things what went.
Yes.
And it's things that don't leave your mind when you've had something like this happen.
Personal things have a lot all gone.
Yeah, lots of things, what you lost, you know. Mm. Things that belonged to us when we were kids.
Yeah.
And all that sort of thing, it all went.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, there were a few things rescued, I must say that, but not a lot. It was nearly all burnt. And if it happened at night, we'd never got out because the windows were so small.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But it was a lovely house.
Do you think it was smouldering for some days before it ignited?
Oh yes, it was apparently smouldering for days before it ignited.
Was it really?
Mm. Yes, they said if it had started at night time, we would never have got out of there.
No.
It would have been just impossible.
Yes.
Mm. But the sailors were the ones that saved. They really did do a brilliant job.
When they did the repairs, did they rethatch it then?
No, they didn't repair it.
They didn't repair it.
You never repaired it.
No, it wasn't. Well, it could have been, but the squire didn't do it.
Yeah.
He could have had it repaired.
Who were the couple living next door?
An old Mr. and Mrs. Glover. They were a lovely couple. And he'd worked at the court for years and years and years. They were a lovely couple.
Did they manage to save some of their furniture
as
well?
Yes, because it started in our house first.
Yes.
So they were able to save some of theirs as well.
Yes.
Not a terrible lot, but they did do what they could, and they got the elderly lady out. That was a thing, because she didn't even know the house was on fire.
Right.
But so they, really and truly, they rescued her.
Yes.
And she was an elderly lady then.
Yes. Did they get any commendation for what they did afterwards?
No, and there was an article in the Citizen, but I don't think they had anything like that.
Have you got a photograph of that place at all?
I don't know where to put my hands on it though.
Don't have a picture of it, if you do have one.
Well, it's one out of the Citizen actually.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I don't know,
When Robert saw the details in Shortley, what information was...
Well, there's something to do with the fire there, he said.
Mostly to do with the fire.
And the help
these men gave.
Well, then possibly, I don't know. He didn't go into it, he did mention that.
Yeah.
Put all these pieces together because a person in the village wanted for me to help them write a book about Hynum.
Yeah, who was that?
She never done nothing about it. This is what made me so cross. And I collected all these things up together And I said, whatever you do, ring me before you come, because and that's if it's a WI person, that's the rest of the.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and it was a WI, and they talked about doing this book, and then they said, well, I think the best person to ask was Dorothy, me. And I said, oh, I don't know. Because I've been asked so many times to do this. Anyway, and this one, I can't remember her name was now. And she said, her husband, I don't know what his name was, we've decided we'd like to write a book about Hainan. And we want somebody to come in and help to do the thing. And I got all these things together and never another word. Made me very happy. Especially when you scrap it all together to find what you got.
So you were a Miss Biddle then?
Yeah.
Well, Don enjoys this voyage of discovery.
You're not the only one. I'm terrible for these things.
Are you?
I am. I'm a shocker. And an order.
Would it be possible for me to copy those?
Yeah, you let me have them back, will you?
Definitely.
Yes.
Very quickly. I've got my own photocopy. I can take that and let you have it back next time it's through.
Yes, that's all right. But I just keep these things.
Yeah. Do you remember having dances and things in the village hall when?
What we did during the war years with WI, we made jam and all sorts of things.
I mean with the sailors themselves.
Oh no.
You didn't mix with them socially.
No.
You didn't.
No. I'm not going to say they didn't go to town. I think they had a favorite public house they used to go to. I read that somewhere or other about this. Oh, I know. I got a little book. It's another thing I
did. They go to the monk's retreat?
I think it tells you in this little book I've got. But this little book is worth a lot to me. This is my model drawer.
We all have them.
Oh, yeah, you've got to have them, haven't you? Well, you never got me. It is. This is what one of the sailors brought me. And he's worth it, although it's only a little thing.
Oh,
but it's amazing what it's worth.
Jumna, yes. I've heard of Jumna.
Which was your name, Glover or Biddle?
Biddle. He was an unknown name in Gloucestershire when we came here.
Well, I know some Biddles who lived in the forest.
Yeah.
Some Brevilles, several families of Biddles then, they're farmers.
Yeah.
Farmers.
Well, we were big farmers. My dad's parents were big farmers.
Well, your parents had lived there for 21 years.
No, they didn't. 21 years?
Yeah, the cottages were occupied by Mr. and Mrs. William
Glover. Oh, yes, that's how to read it wrong.
And Mr. and Mrs. H.G. Biddle.
Yeah.
And their two daughters.
The Glovers had lived there for 21 years.
Both Mr. Glover and Mr. Biddle are employed on the estate, the latter having been so employed for 40 years, and he had lived at the cottage for 21 years.
Yeah, that was the Glovers.
Hmm?
It was the Glovers that had lived
well,
there.
It's worded wrong, really,
yes, it
because
is wrong.
It says the latter.
Yeah, that's quite true, but it isn't, because we didn't come
that's
here.
That's ambiguous, because you said you'd only just arrived.
That's right, because we came on a 20, I think it's about 17th or 18th, like that of May, and we didn't move in not until, probably about the August. We had to wait for this roof to be done, and the Glovers were out because we stayed
so
up
at
the
pool. So you haven't long been in
when
this happened?
It was only weeks.
It does look lovely, doesn't it? Whereabouts in Hainan was that then?
Down the, as you go down the 2 mile lane, you go up the back drive to Hainan Court. It's called Slade Lane, actually.
I know,
and it was there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
It was a bungalow, and it was, not the awful name of it was.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to stop to think now.
Where they, Jeff Crago lives at the end, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, it's
only... Were these two cottages a bit like that?
Oh, no, much nicer than
that. Much nicer
than different thing altogether. They were black and white.
Yeah,
they were beautiful cottages.
Yeah.
They really were beautiful cottages. Huge, great big gardens. But they were a huge, lovely
so
people.
So where did you go when you had to get out of here?
Well, we went up into, we didn't know what we were going to do, to be quite honest. Anyway, the Pineatum was empty, and we went up there.
What was empty?
A Pineatum, where Wilkins lived up in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
It was a huge, great big place. Well, Gambry, the Thomas Gambry Parry had built for his daughter. She suffered with TB. And they had it built for her so she could go and live up there. And that's where we went.
That's where you went.
Mm. And then 2 nights afterwards, so this great big Lancaster bomber crashed.
What happened?
This great big Lancashire bomber. He was coming home from going out France or wherever it was. He was going Germany or where. They came back and all these bombs went off. Frightened us to death in the middle of the night.
Oh, dear.
What a noise it was. Yeah, but it crash landed. The poor airmen, they were burnt to death. It was terrible, and they put them in the dog. There were huge, great big dog kennels up there, and they put them in there. Oh, it was terrible.
This bomber crash landed?
Yeah, it crashed. Well, the set fire and crash landed in the woods. Not many yards away from Pineatum.
Of course, the pilot was killed.
Oh, they were all killed.
Yeah.
They were all killed. It was terrible, and their bodies were put in these dog kennels, they were.
Where were the dog kennels, then?
Up at the Pineatum.
Oh.
Right up in the wood, it is.
Well, we did a walk there a couple of months ago. We went up the Ross Road and up the car park there now, isn't there?
Yeah. Was it for, you know, the lodge on top of the hill, Beecham's Pitch. There's a lovely lodge up there on the right-hand side, going towards Churcham.
Is that the one on the corner of the lane, going to 2 Mile Lane?
No, farther on up there.
Further down?
Yeah, farther on up towards Churcham Way.
On the right?
Yeah, there's a lovely great big lodge there.
Oh, just the top of the hill?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Well, and then the house is a mile up that drive.
Oh, is there a drive there?
Yeah, it goes up to the house, Pineatum House.
There's a house, who lives there then?
Well, Wilkins are there at the moment.
Oh,
it belongs to Tom Fenton. Well, unless he sold it, I don't know.
Wilkins, who's got the swimming pool business?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where they
live. Is that the way you go? I thought, is there a drive from the 2 Mile Lane? Can you get it the other way?
No, you've got to go up to where that lodge is, and there's the big lodge gates. Yeah, it's a mile.
So the aircraft crashed somewhere up there then?
Yeah. Up in the woodlands, not very far from the house.
I mean, you said it was a Lancaster, didn't you?
Yeah.
Everybody else tells me it was a Spitfire.
No, it was not. It was a bomber. It was a Lancaster.
Yes,
they wrote a book on that, and they put it in there, and I know they're perfectly wrong. I've got an article somewhere about that.
Have you?
But they're perfectly wrong. It was a bomber come back from bombing, and it crashed there.
And you heard the bombs exploding?
We weren't in the house as it happened, but I tell you, it was terrible because all these airmen were billeted with us. And it was us living in terrible conditions, no furniture, no nothing, and all these airmen were billeted there.
Airmen were billeted? Where?
Yes, at the Pineatum.
Were they?
Yeah, they were billeted there.
What, while they were investigating the crash?
Yes, that's right.
Like a crash guard sort of thing?
Yeah, yeah. I forget how many there was, but there were several.
Billeted with you? Did you live at the Pineatum then?
Well, we did until we got somewhere else to live.
Oh, you went there after the fire?
Yeah, that's where we went.
And then this crash happened?
Yeah, we hadn't been in there, I think, about a couple of days before this crash happened.
Oh.
It all come together, it was pretty horrible.
It was?
Yeah, an old squire lent us a bedstead for us to, for a bed. My bed collapsed in the night. It was one of those old-fashioned things with, like, laths on, and it hooked onto the side of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one... My sister and I, because Mum had gone away, so they took her down to my grand's because she was so ill from the shock.
Was she?
And my sister and I, we were cracking our sides laughing, and Dad come in. He said, "What in the heck's wrong with you two?" And then when he went, there was a mouse got in the piano. That was another sing song then. We did see them. But they were very good, those RAF. RAF people were. They were very good.
It didn't
This is interesting.
That's interesting, yes.
Yeah.
It didn't set fire to the woodland then?
Oh no, it was nowhere near the woods, not where the house was.
Oh no, were they ever?
I suppose so much of it would have been burnt. I just don't remember that. Mm. It was just inside the woodland where they crashed.
Was it really?
Yeah. Mm. It was terrible, that was. But all those poor men, it was horrible.
You saw them, did you?
Yeah, well, of course, you're always a bit nosy, aren't you? And we looked in these dog kennels and that's where they were.
I heard that the school...
mistress, yes, she
took the children across.
She got into terrible trouble. She didn't have to get into trouble because she took these school kids all up across the fields to see it. I mean, what a stupid thing to have done. Absolutely stupid.
Because she didn't realise there'd be dead people there. And
so no, but she thought she'd been old enough to have known, well, something a bit more than that. Mm. I mean, you don't crash unless there's somebody's badly injured or something anyway, isn't it? But she did get into terrible trouble for that. Nearly lost her job, in fact.
Did she really? Mm.
Served her right, as far as I was concerned, because I think it was terribly wrong.
She wasn't the headmistress, was she?
She was.
Was she?
Yeah, she was headmistress.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But it was a very wrong thing to have done.
Do you mean, Barbara Taylor said that the sailors, of course, they didn't have any washing facilities.
No.
And they used to come and use people's houses to bath.
That's right, yeah, they hadn't got nowhere.
Do you remember them doing that?
Oh, yeah, I do remember it being done, but we hadn't got a bathroom either.
Oh, because they used to go to Barbara's house, and they used to. Two or three of them, and then they'd run out of hot water, so that was it.
Yeah, that was it, yeah. They had to build all these, what they call latrines, when they're on the side of the driveway. There was all these loading latrines all the way up the driveway.
Which driveway?
Going from the where her house was up to the church in the park it was. It was on the side of the drive.
That back drive that goes from the playing field up along
along
there.
Along the top of the park.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
So did many of these Ganges men come to church to see?
Oh yes, they always had the right. Donald McLean told give them the
They had
right.
the opportunity,
yes,
but did they actually go to church?
Oh yes, so many of them, but I don't remember because I was in the Land Army after that, and so it wasn't, but they were gone then, the Ganges were gone by then. I forget how long they actually were here, I can't remember that.
Mm.
Did they actually have any huts there, or were they all tents?
Well, they had huts in the end, they had to, because the weather was so bad, but it was emergency, that's why they had all these tents.
They had some tents, but then they put some huts up as
yes,
well.
Yes, yeah.
There's no sign of any huts there now, of course.
Oh, no, that's all gone. And they had a big garage way. Well, it wasn't a garage, it was a place where they could leave all their big trucks and all that down the bottom of the drive, as you come in through the driveway. Not the driveway, what's down there now, but from the front driveway, I mean.
Down that way?
Yeah, and they used to leave them there on the side of the... On the
it doesn't
park.
Mention anything about the Ganges men helping. It doesn't mention
it
that.
Doesn't it say something about the sailors?
Doesn't say anything about the sailors in there.
It was the sailors who were there. Oh, they weren't allowed to because it was wartime. They weren't allowed to do anything like that.
But they did it just the same.
Yeah, but they weren't allowed to do anything
so
what Ford has done.
That's why it wasn't published then, that they had a hand in it.
Yeah, that's why. Yes, because the war was on. If it had been in a normal life like we are today, it would have been mentioned.
Yeah.
But being as it was a war on, I mean...
They'd have been reprimanded, I suppose.
Security.
It'd be
security, you see.
Yeah.
Well, not anybody didn't know they were there, you see.
Yeah, it was security.
Did you ever have any photographs of any of the sailors?
No.
Nothing like that?
No.
No.
No, we never had no photographs of them. No, it was just this one who gave me that book.
There's a name in there.
Yeah,
is that him?
Yeah.
Duggan, was it?
Is it
Daggart.
Yeah,
Daggart.
That's right.
Daggart.
Yeah. He came from Berwick-on-Tweed.
Did he?
Mm.
John Daggart.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's surprising that they produced those while they were at Hynham. The short time they were at Hynham, they produced these booklets.
Mm.
And there were, I don't know how many they did, but this is September.
Yeah.
I know there's an October one.
Yeah.
Somebody gave me a few excerpts, just odd page.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
I haven't got all this. There's a lot of stuff in here.
Yeah.
Which would be interesting. What I want to do, I'm only really interested in, I'm not interested so much in the history of Hynum. It was a history of, history
the
of World War II
yeah.
on Hynum Court. Americans as well.
Yeah, oh, I didn't know much about the Americans, because they were your first Americans.
No, the Americans were in 1944.
Oh, 44, was it?
The wrong way around.
There was an article in the Citizen the other night about that.
I put it in.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, when I cut it out. In fact, it was a friend down the road rang me this one day, and she said, Dorothy, she said, do you remember the Americans that were in the park? And I says, yes. And she said, have you had the Citizen? I said, no, I don't take it. No more, I don't. Write nothing in the thing. Especially for the last Thursday and Friday and Saturday, there's nothing in it. And I used to take it. Anyway, she said, would you like a copy? So I said, yeah. Well, she said, I'll send it up to you. She said, I got one here. But anyway, it went on and on and on. I thought, I don't want Doreen to done with that copy she was sending me. Anyway, her husband had dumped it.
Oh, dear.
So anyway, she went to the Citizen office and they got her one.
Got an old copy.
Yeah, they got it. So anyway, I cut it out, along with my other bits of stuff. But it was quite interesting.
Yeah, so having put that in, a man contacted me.
Yeah.
Having seen that article.
Yeah.
Because he lived in Newent. His father lived in Newent in the 1940s.
Yeah.
And they got friendly with one of these sailors.
Yeah.
And one of those sailors was his godfather.
Oh,
he was christened
it was, one of the Americans.
Oh, no, one of the Americans.
Yeah,
one of the Americans was his godfather.
Yeah.
And he came to me to see if we could trace him.
Yeah.
And he did manage to... I'd have to give him a ring, but he did manage to trace some of the family of this...
Yeah.
Of his godfather, who's now living in America, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that sparked somebody's interest in that.
Yeah.
It seems as if the Americans mixed more with the local people than the HMS Ganges.
Yeah, but they had more work to do. This was a thing.
They were on work
all the time, and I mean they were coming and throwing. It wasn't the same one staying there. They kept going out and more coming in with the Ganges.
It was a turnover all the time.
They were all very young. They were all trainees.
Oh, yeah.
They were doing telegraphy.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
I've read that. There was quite a bit, 100 a week would sort of come
yes.
and go.
Yes,
and,
it was coming and going all the time.
Yeah, they're doing their exams here.
That's right.
It wasn't safe at Shotley because of the bombers.
That's right. Yeah.
Came here for safety, really.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But they did a brilliant... And they weren't into... I mean, they were friendly and all the rest of it, but they didn't do things like the Americans did it. I mean, they were there, but their work wasn't quite as... Well, it was a different thing. I don't understand it, really. But there was more of the Ganges coming and going all the time than what the Americans
were. Well, the Americans were here just prior to...
It was only a little time they were here.
Well, they came about February, March, and they were gone in June.
Yeah, it was no time they were here.
It was about 4 months or something like that.
The battalion that was actually stationed here were very involved and instrumental with the Normandy landings. And they really had an important part to play.
Oh, yeah.
So this was a short respite before the real...
Before they went off.
They were doing their... final training before the invasion here.
Yeah.
They were building bridges and all sorts of things, practicing building bridges and laying mines and all. The one man was killed there.
Yeah, that's right.
A mine blew up.
Yes, right.
Killed him. And they also practice in Newent Woods,
half
where we are, building bridges. I met a man the other day who was living at Clifford's Mean at the time, when he was only a boy. And he remembers them building these bridges in the woods, over ravines, practicing.
Yeah.
And he's going to take me there one day to show me where these bridges were.
No.
I doubt if there's anything left now,
no.
after 60-odd years. But he remembers that. He remembers walking over these bridges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a long time ago, isn't it?
I'm in touch with the man in America who was there, and he sent me photographs.
Yeah.
And I've got quite a lot of photographs of Hynum Court at the time.
Yeah.
They're not very good photographs, but it's some sort of record. I've got a photograph of himself.
Yeah.
And they came back in 1990, 1998 it was, on a tour of the battlefields, and they started at Heinem, and then they crossed over to Europe, and they went through all the towns and villages where they fought through the Second World War. Yeah. They started at Heinem.
They laid wreaths on different memorials in different places where people had been killed out of the battalion. You know, they laid wreaths and had a service of remembrance for these people that had been lost.
The one or two of the Americans, because they had their what did they used to call them? Places where they stood, guarding the gates and that.
The sentry box.
Yes, and there was one outside the lodge. When the Navy was there, but the Americans, and Nurse Waite, who lived next door to us, and we weren't in the lodge then, and she was kept up, writing to them, right up till she died. And it was a long time after that I received this letter, and I forget how it was addressed, and I don't know how they got my name, must have missed off Nurse Waite, and they wrote to ask to see where she was, because they hadn't heard from her. But I never kept up writing to them. I just wrote them back a letter and told them what had happened and all the rest of it.
She died, has she?
She had died, because she was 70-odd when she died. Mm. But she used to, get in talking with them and something or other, and so she got to know quite a few of them. But I'm afraid I didn't, the Americans never worried me at all. I never liked the Yanks very much. They didn't do anything to me. No, and it's not a place I'd ever, although I've been quite a few, travelled a bit, but America's never come into my line of thinking. It's what we're all made of, isn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway.
There's some Gandhi's men.
Isn't that lovely?
I've been in touch with that man. His name is Wyn Lewis. He lives in Wales.
Yeah.
I don't know the names of the others.
Yeah. Of course, that goes back a year or two.
He sent me that. Mm. And
isn't that lovely? In the Daily Mail we get things like this now and again.
Yes.
Of forces.
We have the mail.
Yeah, it's different. Every day I look in there to see who's looking for who. And they do trace them, don't they?
Yeah, often they do, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's lovely, isn't it?
This is not a very good photograph, but have you ever seen that?
Oh, no.
Tom Fenton, I copied it off Tom. These are the HMS Ganges marching on Westgate Street to a service at the cathedral.
They used to go to a lot of services at the cathedral.
Yes.
Cool, look at them, right back here.
I know, there's a lot in there.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
It's a bit dark, but I could do a better one than that.
I
just sent one up to HMS Ganges at Shotley because they hadn't got this.
Yeah.
And my son went in last weekend.
Yeah.
And he had a small one which I'd given him. Yeah. Oh, they said, could we have a copy?
Oh.
So my best copy I sent to them.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that lovely?
Do you want it?
Don't you want it?
You can have it. I can do it.
Oh, thank you.
I've got them on the computer so I can always copy more out, you see.
Let me see. What do you give me? I don't remember seeing that.
That's
these all Ganges men?
All Ganges men.
Were they all at Heinem? All this
time? Yeah, they're about 1700.
Yeah.
You recognise the church there, don't you?
Yeah.
That's St Nicholas Church, isn't it? Down Westgate Street. Yeah.
Or coming up Westgate Street to the cathedral.
Yeah.
There's a picture of Heinem Court taken about 1944.
Oh, yeah, that's lovely.
It's all rough.
Yeah.
It's beautiful now, isn't it?
Well, I still think it was beautiful in those days. I worked in those gardens for 10 years.
I don't look very good there.
No, but I've got lovely coloured. I had my photos put in the WI calendar, what I took of it, but that was coloured pictures. That it was put in there in the calendar, but they were beautiful.
Yes, they're not very good photographs, but these are all of Ganges at Heinem.
Yeah.
Football team, and there's the church and the tents.
That winter it was dreadful. It was dreadful. I wonder they didn't die of pneumonia. I do. Oh, look at that one, looking at the cattle.
Yeah.
That's lovely, isn't it?
And some more on the back, look. They're not very good photos, but chap there ironing outside, look.
Yeah. Lovely, isn't it? Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I've got some lovely pictures of Iron Court.
Have you?
Well, I took, in the coloured ones, obviously they are. But it was beautiful.
You took them yourself?
Yeah,
you've been a keen photographer, have
always.
You?
Ever since I finished school, I think I was about to... Well, I used to get paid once a quarter.
You haven't got a photograph of yourself when you were... In 1944, when you were about 23, have you?
Yeah, I have, but it's in the... Well, it's been it's
before I got up.
Well, it's good for my legs. Because I soon get set.
I don't know whether she'll let me borrow this or not.
Hmm?
I don't know whether she'll let me borrow that.
I'm afraid this is the easiest one I can find.
That
was my husband.
That's you in 19...
Well, that was when I was 21, actually.
You were 21?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonder if I can take a photograph of that.
You'll get a reflection, won't you? Where did you meet him?
It was a very funny thing, this was. It's when we came to Hynham first, and because Mum and Dad were already here, and I was going to stay up in Worcestershire. I didn't want to come down to Gloucester, actually. I wanted to stay where I was. But could you get it out of the thing? Would it be better if you took it out of the frame?
Well, I don't want to spoil it for you or anything like that.
Well, if you spoil it, there'd be a terrible row.
Well, I think I'm right. I'll see how it comes
out. Anyway, and this one day I went down into the gardens, the vegetable gardens it was.
On the estate?
Yeah, on the garden at the court.
You shouldn't flash.
And these two men were working down there, cutting off soil and grass down. And they said, spoke to me, and that was it. And just spoke to them, and I went back again. And I didn't realise it, but George said to this other man who was helping me, they were working, he said, I'm going to marry that girl. And I just said hello to him. Anyway, we didn't meet up again for another 18 months. And you know woodcocks down, what used to be down Westcote Street, where you could put your bikes in? We used to put our bikes in there. And I'd just gone in to either take mine in or vice versa. And we met outside. And I was in the Land Army then, and I was up for the weekend. And he said, are you doing anything tonight? And I said, yeah. And anyway, and that's when we met. And that's how it all come.
He never forgot you. It was love at first sight.
We never met again for about 18 months. And that was only just by a coincidence then.
Yeah.
But that was it. But he told us, Bert, his name was, this other man. They were both gardeners anyway. He said, I'm going to marry that girl. he never said no more than that to me. Just spoke, said good morning or something like this. But I've often thought, it's the things that happen, isn't it?
Have you got family?
Yeah, I've got two daughters.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do they live locally?
No. She's in Weymouth, and she was out in South Africa for 12 years.
She's where?
She was living out in South Africa for 12 years.
I can't hear what that...
She was in South Africa for 12 years.
Oh, dear.
And then Sheila, she lives down at Gosport.
Yeah.
That's where she is. And she married he was a sailor. And she married, and he was in the Navy for 27 years. So this is why I'm so interested in all this, what's going on. And I can't believe, as they weren't going to let us know anything, television, there was nothing about they were going to put anything on for us for the television, did they, to cover this? And it was nothing printed up from, the weekly magazine you get. There was nothing in there to say they were going to let us see anything of this, but I've seen a bit of it today, and it's only going to be on at certain times.
What are you talking about now?
This big Father Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because
I expect Dorothy would let you borrow that.
Could I borrow that?
Yeah, you'll bring it back, won't you? Because
it's
ever so
precious.
It really is. I know it didn't cost much. 6 months, was it? Was it 6 months, the price of it?
Threepence.
Threepence, well, there you are. But it's so precious
well,
to me.
I can copy all this.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
If there's any interesting bits, I want to do a little write-up about wartime use of Highland Court.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's something in there.
So any bits...
Yeah.
I mean, if I do do it, I don't know when I'm going to get around to it, Mark. I'm just trying to collect information at the moment.
Yeah.
But would you mind if I had your photograph in case I want to just sort of...
Yeah. Yeah,
this is the lady who lived at the cottage. And write a bit about
where
the
am I? Look, this is what Ganges gave me.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. They gave you that?
Ganges.
Well, that's their insignia.
Yeah, that's what they gave me.
That's lovely.
Yeah, that's what they gave me for what help I'd given them as regards the...
Gave it you because of what?
What I'd done towards the Ganges, you know, because they kept coming and asking me all these different... And I mean, I can remember them because it's quite a little while ago when they started them.
Could I take a photograph of you holding that?
And I'm only hoping it when I... pass away, they're going to take this into Ainham Church and put it in there.
Hold it vertical.
Huh? What am I doing?
On its side, that's right.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's nice. I hope it comes out all right. All right, that's gone off now.
These cameras are jolly.
They're very clever.
Oh, are you a clever boy?
I don't know it'll come out when I get back. And I'll take
I thought it was lovely.
Yeah, I'll take a photograph of that. That's lovely. Yeah,
it's
nice
beautiful.
To have.
It's beautiful.
It is.
Yeah, it hangs up.
I've seen that insignia on the internet. Well, it shows this.
Yeah.
But this is the actual...
Yeah, and they wanted to put
what
one
do
in.
They use that emblem for?
Well, it's
there.
Why,
has it got an elephant on?
Well, I don't know what the elephant signifies.
It's to do with the Ganges, isn't it?
The Ganges and the river
Ganges.
Yeah. It must be something to do with their past history.
Yeah.
But it's their insignia on all their writing paper and on all their, on the internet pages, they show this.
Yeah.
It's their, and on their shirts and everything, they have this.
I was so proud when they gave me that.
Oh, Bob's coming up.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
I thought
I'd got,
that's all right.
That's beautiful. Lovely.
I'm very proud of that, and I know my family are not going to want it, so I'm hoping that when I go, that they'll take it and put it in Ainham Church.
Well, they look after it.
Yeah, because they went in there so much, the Ganges did. I mean, it was open daily for them to go in whenever they wanted to take services or just go there just for prayer. And that's why they could go in there any time. So the Ainham Church meant such a lot to the Ganges men. But it's lovely, isn't it?
It is, very nice.
Heavy, too.
Yeah, I heard a little story about Ganges. They evidently used to use the village hall sometimes.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And one night... The commander went in, I think Elwood, whoever he was, went in, and there was some young rating knocking him. They had an old piano in there.
It was an old one and all.
And he was knocking him in on this old piano.
Yeah.
And this fellow was very shy.
Yeah.
And when the commander came in, he felt overwhelmed and he disappeared. But they called him back because he'd heard him play. They come and play some more. And the man did.
Yeah.
And the commander was so impressed, he was playing Beethoven and all sorts of things, he was so impressed that he ordered a new piano. And they sent a grand piano, within 2 days they sent a grand piano so this fine fellow could play it for them.
Ooh.
And on the night he was playing, I think they all had to be in their tents by 9:30
something
or
like
10
that.
O'clock or something.
Yeah.
And but he was so impressed with this man stayed on playing late. Normally he would have got into trouble.
Yeah.
But the commander said, oh no, I'm in charge, you know.
Yeah.
I've asked him to stay and that's fine. And,
I wonder if he became a professional musician.
I don't know. Yeah. It's very, very for humble beginners these things happen, don't they?
Yeah.
Really?
See, Tom Fenton has got some letters and things to do with Ganges.
Yeah, well he would have.
And all bits and pieces, which he's let me have a look at.
Yeah,
I copied some of them.
Yeah, because they wrote to Tom for them to put one of these, what do you call it? Plaque.
Not plaque, yeah.
Yeah, in the church, but he never did anything about it.
Wrote it up?
They got in touch with Tom.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, and he never did anything about it. So that's why I want, when something happens to me, that's where I want that to go.
Yeah.
Because they did. They were there so much.
Yeah.
You know, it was probably daily they used to go
there. Are
there
people in Ainham who've got the same feeling about it as you have? That's the thing.
Well, there aren't many people left in Ainham now.
Who else is there, apart from yourself, who was in Ainham in those days? Is there anybody else still around?
I don't think there's very many. It might be one or two young children who wouldn't remember much about the war years. But there's, well, what were young children, I should say. No, I don't think there is anybody, because, I mean, Barbara's gone, there's nobody else that's... And I don't know of anybody else living now, or belong to... Not in the
one day I was there, because I've done a lot of metal detecting in the park,
yeah.
And there was a lady outside, doing some work around the churchyard.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke to her briefly, and I don't know her name, but she said she'd lived in Ainham 60 years or something. She about 60 years, she seemed to know a bit about...
Probably
Ganges, a little bit.
It might have been Evelyn Bishop. They used to live up in the middle of Lassington Woods.
She was helping in the churchyard. She was clearing up some trees.
Oh, no,
and
it wasn't her.
Not long ago, this year.
I don't know anybody who's lived in Ainham 60 years in Ainham. Not now.
I thought she said 60 years. I don't know who she was.
No, I think it was a younger person than that, wasn't it? Because she was helping out there, because they've been doing a lot of work in the churchyard last few months.
She was a lady, I would put her, at a guess, I would put her at about 60 years of age, possibly.
Don't know.
Maybe she said she was 40,
my
memory's not too good, but she seemed to know a bit about it.
Yeah.
But she seemed to think the Americans were in huts, but they were the Americans weren't. The Americans were in tents.
Yeah, they were in tents as well.
The same as the
Ganges.
Same as Ganges.
Mm. It's funny how John hasn't found any artifacts left by the Ganges men. Nothing.
Mm. Well, loads of stuff from the Americans.
No trace of them.
Loads
well,
of
course, the poor Ganges had more work to do. Not the Yanks had. That's what I'm going to say.
I think they must have been tidier.
Yeah, I think so.
You might be interested. This is the American side, which you're not very keen on. But there's some photographs of the Americans there.
Oh, I'm not that horrible against them. I don't think that. Oh, yeah.
This man that John's been in correspondence with sounds a very nice.
Yeah.
Person.
They're practicing mine detection there. There's the church. That's that bank running up from the road there. And that's a picture outside Highland Court itself.
Yeah.
Mm. Motorcyclists. And there's a bridge under construction.
Cool.
There's Highland Court again with them.
Yeah.
This is the squire. I don't know who that is. Not a very good picture.
Oh, it seems stood outside,
does
it?
Yeah, somebody stood out there. It says the squire.
Mm. Yeah, I spent 10 years of it. Now that's a nicer picture there of my own court.
Yeah.
But mine's a coloured one, what I got. I can't put me out because mine are all in...
You recognise that place there? The Americans all outside there, not?
Yeah, the lodge. We lived in there 40 years.
Did you really? Gosh.
40 years, and I said I'd never come out. I'd be carried out when I went out.
So you came from there to here, did you?
No, we went to... It was a cottage, you know, as you go out from Lassington Lane, there's two cottages right opposite.
Opposite, yes.
Yeah, well, we lived in the one that used to be the gardener's cottage for the rectory, the old rectory that was.
Oh.
That's where we lived, but I'm very glad I didn't stay there because of the road today. Oh, yeah. I'd be killed by now.
Busy, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's an American who was there at the time, that one there.
Yeah.
And I found his dog tag. Do you know what the dog tag is?
Okay. No, I don't know what it is.
A dog tag is a thing that hangs around their neck with their name and their number and their next to kin on in case they get killed.
Yeah.
We found four there, dog tags.
Did you really?
And one of them I've returned to the family.
Oh.
We live in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Not that one. His family didn't want it back because the man had died and they weren't interested. But another one in Pennsylvania, I sent it back. And the lady wrote back to say it made her life, it was almost like having her husband back, to having his dog tag come back.
Wonderful, isn't it? You are a clever guy.
I've been collecting all sorts of stuff. That's that's an article I put in. Is that the one you've got?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I've got it all. That's right.
And that's the man I'm in touch with.
That one, yeah.
He's the one I'm in touch with now. And he came on a tour, and he took a video of when he was at Holly. He went on this tour in 1988, and also the tour through Europe, and he sent me a copy of his video.
Oh, lovely.
Here he is again. I mean, he's just had his 83rd birthday. Mm. But that's him. That's him again. Well, that's the same photograph. That's him and that's him. Yeah. That's him when he was about 20.
Yeah.
And that's him
in 83. Yeah. I don't know what this one in Nurse Way used to keep. I know.
There he is again.
Letter.
That's him when he was
That's on Highland. That's up by the court, up at the far, by the fence next to their garden.
Can't you imagine what that must have been like? Well, I never forget when the Ganges in there, the weather, it would have fallen. But it must have been terrible. You think of all these earthquakes where these people are living under tents, you know, and like it was up in the north when they've been all washed away, that sort of thing. But you have that day in and day in and day in and day out.
Did you see those pictures from that rave? What's the name of that?
Oh, Glastonbury. Do you know, I went to about the first one. It didn't used to be a rave like it is today. It used to be a lovely service. It was a lovely service.
It's turned into a rock concert now.
Yeah, but it was lovely. And I went, a person, she used to live, Bet Skillern her name was, but the family lived on Highland Green. And anyway, she said to me, the mum of, because the other one's family live at Mitchell Dean. Well, Mitchell Dean Church, we're going there on outing, day's outing. And she said, Dorothy, she said, Sue and the family are going to Glastonbury. And I said, to this festival. And she said, would you like to come? I said, oh, yes, I would. Well, of course, I booked up to go. When it comes, Friends Day is always the same on the 28th of June or somewhere like that at the cathedral. Well, I worked at church house. I did all the cooking and everything in there. Anyway, they asked me, said about this, doing for this festival for the friend. I said, I'm sorry, I can't do it. I'm going to Glastonbury. What? Going to Glastonbury? And I said, yeah, but you should be at work. I said, oh, no, I'm not. I hate to work on a Saturday. And I'm going. And they said, we'll pay you fair what you're going to do. I said, no, I don't want it. I'm going. And I'm glad I went because it was a beautiful, beautiful service.
Oh.
It was it really was lovely. And the old bishop I don't know what bishop he would be. I don't know, but it was all clergy. It was a proper religious service.
Oh,
we went, walked right up to that tort. Is it a tort?
A tort.
Tor or something the top there.
Yeah.
But we had a marvellous day, but of course it's a different thing now, isn't it? It's all a bit rough, I think.
Oh, terrible.
Wow.
It's all hippie types.
It's a pop festival.
They've turned it into that.
Oh, they've downgraded it.
Oh, I mean, that was a beautiful service.
It doesn't.
And when I said to Susan and Cheetah, I said, I went to Glastonbury to that festival. I said, I don't think it was called one this sort of thing, neither. And they says, Mum, you've been along to all those hippies. I said there wasn't such thing as hippies in those days, as I can recall. But it was wonderful.
You wouldn't be seeing Dad then, are
you? No, especially being all that muddy water. But no, it was beautiful. It was none of that sort of horrible music or nothing like
I've
that.
I've only ever been to Glastonbury once. We went last year, didn't we, Dawn? That's the first time I've seen Glastonbury on that trip with the History Society.
We can go to the tour. We only went to the Abbey.
But we saw Glastonbury itself, and it was very interesting.
Saw the Abbey,
We had a conducted tour around the old Abbey. And learned the history of it.
Yeah.
And it definitely got a wonderful atmosphere there.
Yeah. When I saw those, I thought, well, it wasn't like that when we went there, because there was no such thing as tents there when we went. You know, it was 1970-something. It was when it started first, this festival. Yeah, isn't it lovely? Oh, you look on there, you see a lovely picture of Highland Court.
That's the same.
That's one I took recently.
Yeah.
Mm.
Beautiful church, isn't it?
It is.
Really? When did they produce nuts?
His boots do it.
Boots. Boots the chemist.
Really?
Yeah, Boots the chemist.
It
yeah.
wasn't it wasn't the initiative of the church.
Oh
here.
No. But they could anything like that, they could make quite a bit of money out of, couldn't they? Selling them at different things.
Yes, nice. Did you have a set or just the one?
No, it was a friend that had one of the cathedral and that one. And they gave it to me, said you've done enough work in Ireland Church, I think you deserve this. Because I was sexton there for 40 years.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Mm. Long That's, time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
That's how I was through that, really and truly. I got the Maundy money. Because I had the Maundy money, you know, when was 2 years ago, was
did
it?
You?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to go up there for it?
Queen. Yeah, we went to the cathedral.
Oh, to the cathedral?
Yeah, Maundy Thursday.
And did she come, the Queen come here?
Yeah.
Yes, Dorothy went in and had the presentation of the Maundy money.
Yeah.
That was an honour, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a beautiful day, and next day it poured with rain. But it was a beautiful day, but it was something I'll never forget. And it was the last thing I ever expected. Never forget when that great big letter come from, and it said from Buckingham Palace. And I thought, whatever is this? I did honestly, I thought, whatever is this all about? And I opened it, and I couldn't believe what I was reading. But you weren't allowed to say a word about it. You had to keep
beforehand.
It to yourself. No, not until you had a final letter.
Yeah.
But it was wonderful. I'll never forget that. It was absolutely. My daughter came up from Gosford to come with me.
Yeah.
But it was a wonderful.
You've got the daughter, and have you got a son as
no,
well?
No, two daughters.
Two daughters.
Yeah.
Is your daughter's husband in the Navy then?
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, not now, because he's getting up. No, he was in there for 27 years.
Was he?
Yeah. Mm. He was on the submarines in the end.
Was he really?
Yeah, and he loved that.
Did he? Mm. Yeah.
I wouldn't like it. I went down on the submarine mine.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. It was one thing, being connected with the Chris being in the Navy. I've been on lots of boats and all. Yeah, and down the submarines. How they even live in them, I don't know, because there's hardly anywhere to breathe.
Claustrophobic, I should think.
Cool, I couldn't. It's got to be certain people that can live in that condition. There's got to be. And down those steep stairs, really steep. Well, it is stairs, it's nothing else. But it's what, and the polish out of this world. Yeah, it's beautiful.
But nothing else to do but polish, have they, when they're down there?
Yeah, because there aren't very many on a submarine. I forget how many it is now, I don't know. And you've got to be a certain person to be on a submarine. Because it's no good having somebody who's got a bad temper or anything like that. You've got to be of a certain nature, I reckon.
Yeah.
Because it must take a lot of...
Yeah.
Well, because you're in that close contact with one another the whole of the time.
Well, some of these submarines, these nuclear ones, they have a lot of men. That Russian one that sank, the Kursk.
Oh, that was terrible.
There was about 1,000 men there, wasn't there?
Yeah. I don't know how many was on... Chris was on a big one.
Was he?
Oh, yes, he was on a big one, but I can't remember what the name of it...
Was? Wasn't a nuclear one, was it? Not a nuclear submarine, was it? Nautilus, something like that.
I can't really remember.
No.
I know he was at Faz Lane.
Was he?
Yeah, he was stationed at Faz Lane.
Yeah.
Where's this that this base was confined? Where? What are you talking about?
About Dorothy's son-in-law.
Yes.
He was in a submarine. He was in the Navy.
That's where you're on top of him.
He was in a submarine, yes.
Right. Yeah, yeah, I have such a job to hear.
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it? Yeah.
But I'm hearing quite well because I'm sitting in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. It is difficult though, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. I miss a lot.
My neighbour
really.
Next door, she's pretty deaf as well. You know, do you know Simon Swatton?
Mm-hmm.
He's to do with Rudford Church.
Simon?
Swatton.
Swatton?
Yeah. Oh, yes,
he's
yes.
to do with Rudford Church.
Yes.
Which his mother lives next door to me now.
Mm.
And she's deaf. But she can understand what I'm saying to her. Because some people can't understand what others are saying, can they?
No.
It's difficult.
Well, Monica needs to look at people's lips.
Yeah.
It helps
backwards and forwards.
Yeah. When I was a kid...
Sometimes when I go to church, Dorothy, I think... I haven't heard the sermon, and I haven't heard the prayers,
yeah,
and I haven't heard the lessons, and I can't sing the hymns. So,
it's all complicated, isn't it?
Well, it does. Yeah. It doesn't seem worth being there.
No.
But I'm all right in Tainton because we have the service right up in the choir stalls.
Yeah.
Mm. And I can hear.
Yeah.
I can't hear George Parfitt.
Oh, he's awful. Oh, I shouldn't say that. But yeah, he keeps laughing and all the time, doesn't he?
Got his Irish.
He's a lovely person.
Yes.
But you've got a terrible job understanding him, because
yeah,
I don't know what he's saying half the time.
No. Oh, well, I'm not the only one.
No,
I can hear Martin.
Oh, yeah.
He's very clear.
And Jeff. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm all right most of the time.
But I can't understand. I don't hear half what George, and I've got good hearing, but I don't hear half what George says, because he keeps on giggling all the time.
Yeah.
And this sort of thing. I know he can't help it. That sounds bad.
Nicola was married last week.
Oh, what a terrible day.
It wasn't actually wet on Saturday.
It was very cold.
It was Friday that it was.
Yeah.
It was a good job.
Oh,
it wasn't on Friday.
Oh, wasn't
yes,
it terrible.
Wasn't sunny, was it?
No,
it was
after all that sunshine we'd had, and we had to have such a miserable. It couldn't have been more cold.
It was overcast, wasn't it?
And of course her grand's been ever so ill.
You didn't go and see
her? No, I didn't go to that. But her grand lives over the road from me, this bungalow straight over here, and she's been ever so ill in hospital, but she was able to go to the wedding. This she was going to make her. She took herself out of hospital, but anyway, she was going. I don't know how she got on. But George was marrying her, I think, wasn't he?
Yes, I asked Martin how it went, and he said it went very well. Martin didn't do anything, he was just...
Is that Hynum?
Yes, that's the earliest photo that's ever been done of... Oh, you mean the little one or the big one?
No, the big one.
Oh, the big one, yes, that's when Barbara Taylor and I, because it was us who started the flower festivals up in Hynum. And that was the last one when...
that's Hynum there, yeah.
Yeah, that's about one of the first original photographs of Hynum Church.
Is it really?
Mm. It was an old lady who gave it to me.
Mm.
So your husband was a cricketer, was he?
Oh, yes. Yeah, he was sport, everything. Everything you could think of. Fishing, he used to take the kids fishing. And, I mean, the boys and the girls in the village.
Mm.
Well, Sunday mornings it used to have to be, obviously. And they used to have to pay sixpence. So I think it was only pennies or something. And the one who got the best fish had the money. But he used to take them like this. He'd take perhaps about a dozen of these kids fishing. But they loved it. Because he was interested and he loved looking after kids. And making cake and things for them. And it was them who started up the first... thing in the village hall for them. They learnt carpentry and all sorts of things. Yeah, yeah. It was quite good.
Do you know Roger Head?
Yeah, not very much though. But I remember his father because his father, he had a taxi service and he took Sheila and I down to Bristol Airport to go to Austria.
Mm.
And I can always remember, he had a curly hair, I can still see him now, but he died a long time ago, didn't he?
Well, Roger's done well for himself, hasn't he, to take all that on?
Well, it was an estate, because, Smith left it in a terrible state.
Yeah.
It was worse than when...
He did a marvellous job down there. We've been there to a couple of events recently.
Yeah, well, they had one the other last Saturday again.
What a crowd there was for the flowers for the cathedral, you know.
Yeah.
They had open day, didn't
yeah,
they?
That's
for,
right.
For the cathedral flowers.
Yeah. I went to...
It was a lovely day.
Yeah, I went to a do last week, no, the week before on a Saturday, over to Down Hatherley, one of our WI members, and they were having a sort of a cream tea and all the rest of it, and got this, and we went over there, and that was for the flowers for the cathedral.
You still go to WI, do you?
Oh yeah, I'm the longest serving member. 47 years I've been a member. So 57 years, I mean.
Yeah.
It's a long time, isn't it?
How do you get around now?
Well, somebody comes and picks us up to go down there, because I'm not supposed to go to Gloucester, but I do go. I don't stay in there very long, but I do go, because I'm determined. And I think the longer you keep yourself determined and do things, it keeps you more active.
Did you have a car at one time?
No, I never drove.
Haven't you ever driven?
No, my dad wanted me. I was more happy on my old bike, thank you very much. I love my old bike, but Dad wanted me to learn, and we had a little one we used to run around the farm in, and I used to twiddle around with it, go in it. He said, if you take some driving lessons, he said, I'll pay for you and I'll buy you a little car. I said, Dad, I don't want to know. I got my bike and I'm happy on that. I don't think you're any better off anyway. Too many accidents today.
Oh, really, on the roads? No pleasure anymore.
Terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. Dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah. You haven't got anything else while I'm here that I can copy
to do with
the Americans or the Navy? I've got those, that's very useful.
Yeah.
I'll let you have those back very shortly, but...
Is there anything else
that you might think?
Yeah.
You've got that, but you haven't got any other little bits they ever gave you? Any?
No, that was the only thing. I'm very proud of that.
Yeah.
I never felt so thrilled in all my life. I thought I was almost a queen.
When did they give you that?
Just after it wasn't long after it was all got going, because it's a new museum, isn't it?
Yeah, fairly new, last few years.
Yeah, it's only been the last few years they've got it together.
Yes.
And this is when they got... I don't know.
Did they come down here and present that to you?
No, they sent it through the post.
Oh, they sent it through the post.
Because they'd already written and asked me to go to this big opening ceremony.
Oh, I see.
And there was a big dinner and something. And I couldn't go there by myself anyway, because it was quite a long way to go.
Long way, yes.
And anyway, so I declined that. But then just afterwards, they sent me that. And I felt very proud and honoured to have that.
Yes.
I expect we shall at some stage go to this museum.
It's only 20 miles from where my son lives. My son lives in Felixstowe, you see.
Yeah, I know it's right down there somewhere.
The shop is only 20 miles from Felixstowe.
Mm. And of course, I've got in with this friend of,
Ward?
Reg Ward.
Yes.
Because I suppose he was on the Ganges. This is where it's all come from.
Yes. Well, my son went in last weekend and... He inquired about Hynum, and they've got a file there with letters.
Yeah.
Robert said about 200 letters from ex-sailors.
Yeah.
About their time at Hynum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which would be very interesting to get at. I've asked him if they'll allow him to photocopy some of it.
Yeah.
And that's where he came across your name and something to do with this fire and how a sailor saved some of the stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
On record up there.
Yeah, it's wonderful, isn't it? Yes, and I was able to show them the pictures and that you see of it as well.
Yes.
Because that was in the Citizen. I got that from the record office.
You did?
Yeah, from the record office.
From the old Citizen.
Yeah, that's where it was.
There.
Yeah, that's where it was in the record office.
Yes.
But... It was a terrible thing. I never want to see another fire.
No, it's devastating a fire because so much is gone.
It's yours. It's yours. It's all gone. It's horrible.
It takes everything, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It must be
terrible.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, thanks for your...
Yeah, well, I don't know if I've done you much good, really, and truly.
Well, you have. It's nice to have a chat.
Did you do that? Did you?
Yeah.
That's lovely.
A minute.
Yeah, very clever needlewoman.
Oops.
There it is.
That's lovely.
I done that during the blackouts in Ireland. I was in